Blog Talk Radio.
K-Classic. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Well, only do it, you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Truly an honor to be here today. I pray that you had a blessed week. I'm excited about the word today. Today we'll continue our teaching on solitude. I pray that you have been enjoying the teaching on spiritual discipline. One of the reasons why I chose to teach on spiritual discipline, because I find that it's very, very important as believer to stay in tune with God, to stay connected with God. Sometimes our lives can be so busy, and we are disciplined in these physical things, these things on the earth. But when it comes down to God, we sort of put God on the back burner. And so I find it was very important to teach about spiritual discipline. A lot of times we pray, we don't be consistent in our prayer. Many times people come to God only when they need something or they find themselves in trouble, when they come down to fasting. A lot of times we don't fast on a spiritual fast on a normal basis. Many times we fast when we come up against any opposition. And so I'm challenging you today to hold on to these teachings. about worship. One of the things that I mentioned to you early in my teaching that I love to worship. That is one of the things that I do when I wake up in the morning. I make sure that God is on my mind when I get up out of the bed, and I begin to, when I'm starting my morning, when I'm, you know, getting myself together and getting my kids together, I make sure that there's some type of worship music going on the television, just to get the day going, just to get allow God to come into our atmosphere and saturate our morning. And so if you begin to start doing these things, worshiping on a daily basis, reading your Bible, studying, fasting. I know it's hard. Sometimes we get so busy dealing with the cares of this world, and sometimes we just forget. But I challenge you, as believer, we need to stay connected to God. We need to be able to stay in tune with the things of God. And how do we do that? We stay disciplined to the things that God has called us to be disciplined to. It is no mistake that God has put these things in the Bible for us to learn, for us to study, for us to exercise. As the body of Christ, we need these. We need this. We cannot live without it. The Bible talks about that we cannot live without bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Everything that I have spoken to you, everything I have taught you about spiritual discipline, it's from the Word of God. It's coming straight from the Word of God. And we cannot live without these things. We cannot live without the Word of God. You know, we cannot, just like we cannot go without physical food, we cannot go without spiritual food on a daily basis. And when we do, what happens is the spirit man dies. It dries up. It becomes weak. And then the flesh man or the outer man becomes more stronger than the inner man. And so these things that I'm teaching you is to help build you up, build the spiritual man up, build up your confidence in God, building your trust in God, build up in your belief in God. Because if we do these things, we're saying, God, I truly trust you. I truly believe who you are. You are my king. And one thing, as Christ being a king, we obey the king. We bow down before the king. We do what it takes, whatever the king tells us to do. How do we know what to do if we do not read his word, if we don't pray to him, if we don't know that that he speaks to us? You know, and so today I want to talk about solitude. I want to talk about solitude. Solitude, spending alone time with God. You know, one of the best things I enjoy. My kids, they go to school, and sometimes I'm home by myself throughout the day. But it's not the same as going somewhere, going to a secluded place where I'm just spending time with God alone, making sure everything is taken care of. So when I'm gone 1 or 2 days or whatever, I'm not worried about what's going on at home. I'm just constantly focused and enjoying the alone time with God. Many people, especially around this time, and this season, they have a hard time of being alone. But I'm here to tell you that we are never alone. God is always with us. He told us that he will be with us until the ends of the earth. We are never, never alone, saints. God is always with us. And God desires to spend time with you. He desires the alone time. He desires the isolation that we have, that when we isolate ourselves, not just being isolated because we're just isolated, but being isolated to spending the alone time with him. And so today we're going to talk about solitude, being in one with God. You know, when we have our solitude time with God, we are saying, Lord, it's not about anything else but me and you. Me and you. Oh, hallelujah. It's all about me and you. And then a lot of times, you know, we meet, especially those that have children, those that have busy schedules, those that have jobs and ministries, and it's very, very busy life. We all need to spend the alone time with God. I don't care if it's 1 hour a day or 2 hours a day, you know, whatever your alone time is, you want to make sure that your alone time is strictly being alone with God, not having your phone on, not having your having your TV on, not being distracted by social media, but saying, Lord, Lord, this is this time, this peace, this tranquility is all about me and you. You know, the Bible says while Moses was tending the sheep of his father-in-law, Jethro, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flames of fire from within a burning bush. Oh, hallelujah. And so we see that God speaks. God speaks to us in our alone time. We see Moses, okay, tending the sheep of his father-in-law, okay? And so the Bible says that God spoke to him. The angel of the Lord spoke to him in the burning bush. And this was the time where God had commissioned Moses to go down to Egypt to deliver the Hebrews out of bondage. But we see that Moses was alone, okay? And God appeared to Moses. And I'm here to tell you, it is in our alone time when God will speak to you. It is in our quiet time when God will reveal himself to you. It is the biggest revelation that we get when we are alone with God. Coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. It's truly, truly an honor to be here today. I pray that you had a blessed week. I'm excited about the word today. Today we'll continue our teaching on solitude. I pray that you have been enjoying the teaching on spiritual discipline. One of the reasons why I chose to teach on spiritual discipline, because I find that it's very, very important as believer to stay in tune with God, to stay connected with God. Sometimes our lives can be so busy, and we are disciplined in these physical things, these things on the earth, but when it comes down to God, we sort of put God on the back burner. And so I find it was very important to teach about spiritual discipline. A lot of times we pray. We don't be consistent in our prayer. Many times people come to God only when they need something or they find themselves in trouble. When they come down to fasting, a lot of times we don't fast on a spiritual fast on a normal basis. Many times we fast when we come up against any opposition. And so I'm challenging you today to hold on to these teachings about worship. One of the things that I mentioned to you early in my teaching that I love to worship. That is one of the things that I do when I wake up in the morning. I make sure that God is on my mind when I get up out of the bed. And I began to, when I'm starting my morning, when I'm, you know, getting myself together and getting my kids together, I make sure that there's some type of worship music going on the television just to get the day going, just to get allow God to come into our atmosphere and saturate our morning. And so if you begin to start doing these things, worshiping on a daily basis, reading your Bible, studying, fasting. I know it's hard. Sometimes we get so busy dealing with the cares of this world, and sometimes we just forget. But I challenge you, as believer, we need to stay connected to God. We need to be able to stay in tune with the things of God. And how do we do that? We stay disciplined to the things that God has called us to be disciplined to. It is no mistake that God has put these things in the Bible for us to learn, for us to study, for us to exercise. As the body of Christ, we need these. We need this. We cannot live without it. The Bible talks about that we cannot live without bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Everything that I have spoken to you, everything I have taught you about spiritual discipline, it's from the word of God. It's coming straight from the word of God. And we cannot live without these things. We cannot live without the word of God. You know, we cannot, just like we cannot go without physical food, we cannot go without spiritual food on a daily basis. And when we do, what happens is the spirit man dies. It dries up. It becomes weak. And then the flesh man or the outer man becomes more stronger than the inner man. And so these things that I'm teaching you is to help build you up, build the spiritual man up, build up your confidence in God, building your trust in God, build up in your belief in God. Because if we do these things, we're saying, God, I truly trust you. I truly believe who you are. You are my king. And one thing, as Christ being a king, we obey the king. We bow down before the king. We do what it takes. Whatever the king tells us to do. How do we know what to do if we do not read his word, if we don't pray to him, if we don't know that that he speaks to us? You know, and so today I want to talk about solitude. I want to talk about solitude. Solitude, spending alone time with God. You know, one of the best things I enjoy, my kids, they go to school, and sometimes I'm home by myself throughout the day. But it's not the same as going somewhere, going to a secluded place where I'm just spending time with God alone, making sure everything is taken care of. So when I'm gone 1 or 2 days or whatever, I'm not worried about what's going on at home. I'm just constantly focused and enjoying the alone time with God. Many people, especially around this time, in this season, they have a hard time of being alone. But I'm here to tell you that we are never alone. God is always with us. He told us that he will be with us until the ends of the earth. We are never, never alone, saints. God is always with us. And God desires to spend time with you. He desires the alone time. He desires the isolation that we have, that when we isolate ourselves, not just being isolated because we're just isolated, but being isolated to spending the alone time with him. And so today we're going to talk about solitude, being in one with God. You know, when we have our solitude time with God, we are saying, Lord, it's not about anything else but me and you. Me and you. Oh, hallelujah. It's all about me and you. And then a lot of times, you know, we need, especially those that have children, those that have busy schedules, those that have jobs and ministries, and it's very, very busy life. We all need to spend the alone time with God. I don't care if it's 1 hour a day or 2 hours a day. You know, whatever your alone time is, you want to make sure that it's, your alone time is strictly being alone with God. Not having your phone on, not having your TV on, not being distracted by social media, but saying, Lord, this time, this peace, this tranquility is all about me and you. You know, the Bible says while Moses was tending the sheep of his father-in-law, Jethro, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flames of fire from within a burning bush. Oh, hallelujah. And so we see that God speaks. God speaks to us in our alone time. We see Moses, okay, tending the sheep of his father-in-law. Okay, and so the Bible said that God spoke to him. The angel of the Lord spoke to him in the burning bush. And this was the time where God had commissioned Moses to go down to Egypt to deliver the Hebrews out of bondage. But we see that Moses was alone. Okay, and God appeared to Moses. And I'm here to tell you, it is in our alone time when God will speak to you. It is in our quiet time when God will reveal himself to you. It is the biggest revelation that we get when we are alone with God. And, you know, the Bible talks about in Exodus 34:29. Then it says, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hand, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. The glory of the Lord had appeared upon Moses. Moses had been in the presence of God. It was evidenced by the radiance of his face, by his hair. The Bible talks about how his hair was as white as snow when he came down from Mount Sinai. And so with people, when you come out from the presence of God, when you come from the presence of God, people will recognize by the glow, by the radiance, by your conduct, by your look, that you have been alone with God. Oh, hallelujah. People will know that it's something different about such and so and so. It's something different about brother so and so. He has been alone with God. He's been spending time with God. He's no longer speaking the same way that he used to speak. She's no longer talking the way she used to talk. Something is different about the woman or man of God. Even the Bible talks about how Paul in the book of Galatians, how when God had called him out, we know that Paul persecuted the Christians. We know that. But I love it in the book of Galatians. I believe it in the book of Galatians. It says, he that once persecuted the church now is preaching the faith that he once persecuted, that he once destroyed. Okay? The same gospel, the same faith that he persecuted the body of Christ, now himself is preaching the same faith that he once destroyed. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Something was different about Paul. Something was different about Paul. The Bible talks about how he went away to Arabia. And he went away and God himself taught Paul everything that he knew. He said, this gospel did not come from man. This gospel came strictly from the source. Oh, hallelujah. It came strictly from God. Okay? And so people recognize that Paul had been changed. And Paul had been converted. He was converted on the road of Damascus. And they realized, yes, he killed off a lot of the Christians. He persecuted a lot of them. But yet, something is different. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you that you may be praying for your children. You may be praying for your family member. You may be praying for someone on your job. But you know what? When you see them, it's going to be something different about them. You're going to recognize that your prayers has been answered. Your intercession has been answered. Oh, hallelujah. It's something different going to be about them. They're going to be different in the way they conduct, the way they talk, the way they act. It's going to be different. You're going to know that they have been converted. They have been, oh, hallelujah, get ready. When you see the glow on their face, when you see them, you're going to know that it was God that did it. Oh, hallelujah. It was God that done it. Oh, somebody's believing God. I'm here to tell you, stand on the prayers that you've been praying for. Stand on it. Oh, hallelujah. Stand on it. Stand on it. Don't be immovable on your prayers. Don't be distracted on your prayers. Okay? Whatever you have prayed to God for, believe that he has heard you and your prayers have been answered. And so we see the prophet Moses prayed, had the solitude time with God, had the alone time with God. It was a very... I love it. I love the quietness that comes from being alone with God. Oh, someone today know what I'm talking about, okay? Elijah, the Bible talks about how he retired to the wilderness to seek God's guidance. Sometimes, I'm telling you, our intellect, our emotions, we need the quietness with God. I'm telling you, a lot of time you will not hear God if your mind is making a lot of noise. It's a lot of things are going on in your mind, and your surrounding is chaotic with a lot of noise. You will not be able to receive or hear what God is saying to you. We need the Bible talks about how we need to practice to be silent. Okay, we need our atmosphere needs to be an atmosphere of peace. Okay, if there's a lot of things that's going on in your surroundings, you need to pray. You need to pray because it's only the peace of God. Oh, hallelujah! That gives the saints fully deliverance. Okay, the peace. You can be in a place where a lot of things may be going on around you, but because you have the peace of God in you, oh, hallelujah, you will have the peace of God in you, okay? And so Jesus, the Bible talks about how Jesus often withdrew to a solitary place to pray, okay? And you can find that also, you can find that in Matthew 14:23. Jesus talked the value of praying in private. In private, he talks about praying in private. I know I spoke about praying, but he talks about how we should pray. A lot of times we pray in public, sometimes we pray in church, but God, he wants us to pray alone. He wants to pray privately. He said, he that prays privately, he said, what you do in secret, he said, I will reward you openly. And so he says in Matthew 6:5, it says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on the street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. then your Father who sees everything will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on and as the Gentiles do. So he talks about they think their prayers are answered merely by repeating the words again and again. Don't be like them. Your Father knows exactly what you need. Even before you ask him, pray like this. And so he's telling the disciples, don't be a hypocrite, okay? God sees the motive of your prayer. He sees the motive of your prayer. And so he says, don't be, you know, be a show off and be praying all in public and you want all the attention. He said, well, you know what? You want that, you have that attention. You want that attention? That attention is what you're going to get. That's all you're going to get. But he says, but if you pray in private, he said, the Father in heaven will hear you and he will reward you openly. Okay? And so we need to know how to go into our, many people nowadays have a prayer closet. Okay? They have a prayer closet. But I'm telling you, just pray to God. Okay? Pray to God in your private place, in your solitude place, in your alone time. Pray to God. Okay? I'm telling you, oh my goodness. I'm telling you, peace. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, like I told you, like many times my children, they maybe will be at school, but the real peaceness, oh, hallelujah, the real intimacy comes when I'm spending a long time with God. It's amazing. I know many of you may have done it, but we need to practice. We need to be disciplined and spending the alone time with God. We need to make sure that this is something we're not just doing every other while or every blue moon. We want to make sure that this is something that we do on a regular basis, okay? We are never, never alone, saints. We're never alone. God is always with us. Mark 6 and 31, Jesus advised the disciples to retire to a lonely place and rest, okay? All right, so Jesus, he also made it a point to let them know. You know, sometimes we think that we can go. But we need, I wrote down four different things that we need. Refresh, restored, rest, and renewal. We need that. I thank God for sleep. I thank God for the sleep. I thank God for the sleep. He knew what he was doing when he allowed us to rest on the seventh day, okay? The rest is necessary. So Mark 6:31 says, the apostles returned to Jesus from their ministry tour and told him all they had done and taught. Then Jesus said, let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while. He said this because there were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his apostles didn't even have time to eat. Jesus desired to spend time with you. He desired to have the alone time with his servants, his disciples. I'm talking to you today. God desires to spend time with you. Do you have time to spend with him? Do you have time to spend with God? Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the alone time. We thank you for the time of solitude, God. We thank you for the time of the secluded places, God. We thank you, Lord, today. We thank you for the peace and quietness, God. Peace. He said, I will give you peace like a river. Peace like a river. Oh, hallelujah. Some people today, their peace has been disturbed by the enemy. I'm telling you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue rising up against you shall be condemned. No weapon formed against you shall not prosper. You have to take hold of God's word. Somebody today has been discouraged. Someone today has been hurt. Someone today is maybe going through some things, maybe going through some sickness or ailments in their body. I tell you, no weapon formed against you shall not prosper. We need the solitude time, saints. We need the prayer time. Many times I would travel by myself. It didn't bother me to travel by myself. I would say, Lord, come on, Jesus, you going with me? It wouldn't bother me. I have traveled many, many places by myself. Physically by myself, but because I knew that spiritually that the Lord was with me. It didn't bother me. And so a lot of time when I took my vacation, I spent my time with God, okay? I love it. Some people might say, oh, no, I'm not going by myself, or I'm feeling alone, or I don't have nobody, or whatever. I'm telling you, we have to learn how to be saints. We need to learn how to be content in all things. I'm telling you, I have just got in a point of my life that that I am content. I am content, okay? I am content just as long as I have God. Long as I have God, I am content because I know He won't let me down. He won't leave me. He won't disappoint me. Oh, okay. I know that I'm going to eat it. Because why? Because I have God with me. I know that I'm going to have eternal life, that I'm going to live, okay? I don't have to fear because God is with me, okay? I don't need anything else. But long as I have God, okay? Because many times as women, we settle because we don't want to be alone. But until you find the place in your life that you're content, when you're content, just having God and God alone, oh, hallelujah. That's where true peace comes from. When you're going to say, Lord, oh, hallelujah. If you don't send me a husband, if you don't send me a mate, I'm okay. If you don't send me a wife, I'm okay. Long as I have you, Lord. Long as I have you with me, God. Oh, hallelujah. Now, we need to start practicing. You know, many times we forget. We forget. I was talking to someone this past weekend. Me and two sisters, we went away to Glen Ivy, and I started recounting back when I went away, and so I began to say, I need to make sure that every month I need to at least get away one day, and I used to do that, but then sometimes, like I said, we get very busy, and we fall off. Of that time of solitude, that time of taking care of ourselves, that time of spending time with God. And I began to say, you know what? I miss this. I miss this alone time with God. I really do. And so I'm telling you, many, many, many people is dealing with stress, okay? I'm telling you, if you just get away, make it a habit to start getting away for a day or two. Start taking care of yourself. Go get a massage. Go get a pedicure, manicure. You know, a lot of time I listen to Christian instrumental music when I'm going to sleep. Or sometimes I leave it on all throughout the night because I need to stay connected to God. I need to be in a realm where I'm spiritually in a spiritual realm. I've been spiritually being led, and the peace of God just comes upon me. Okay, and so we need that time. We need to reflect back to when the last time have we really spend some alone time with God, okay? Okay, and so solitude can be practiced by setting aside an hour a day. I said that, when we set that time alone, we should be focusing on God. Sometimes I'm just, trying to help somebody today. Sometimes I'm laying down or whatever, and my mind is busy with thinking about all type of things. I interrupt those thoughts, and I begin to say, Jesus, Jesus. Not out loud, but just in my mind. I just begin to start saying, Jesus, Jesus, in my mind. Because I don't want to think anything in the morning time. I want to just constantly keep my mind stayed on Him. Oh, somebody know what I'm talking about. When you have fallen in love with your true love, Jesus, when you really have fallen in love with your true love, all you want to do is think about Him. All you want to do is please Him. Oh, someone today know what I'm talking about. Oh, hallelujah, bless His name. He's wonderful, He's marvelous. This is the time that we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. We're celebrating God becoming man. Oh, hallelujah. God becoming flesh, dwelling among us. He tabernacled among us, and we beheld His glory. Oh, hallelujah. You know, he became sin for us that we may become the righteousness in God, saints. Oh, yes, he did it for us. He did it for me and you. He did it for us. Oh, hallelujah. And so even if you may be feeling, I know I'm just being realistic. Some people are feeling lonely. Some people are missing their loved ones. Some people are missing their families around the holidays. But truly, this is a season where we need to be dedicated and our minds need to be focused on God. Because if we don't get one gift, God gave us the best gift. And that gift was his son, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So we can be reconciled back to God. He did it for you. He did it for me, saints. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Ain't he wonderful? I know you can't talk about it, but he's wonderful. Oh, he's awesome. He's mighty. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He's the spirit of adoption. He has adopted us in, saints, into his royal family. Okay, to his royal family. Oh, hallelujah. And because he has adopted us in, we are the children of promise, the Bible says. We are the children of God. Oh, hallelujah. We are the branches. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited today. For this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And so I pray that you enjoy the teaching today. The teaching was on solitude. Again, we are coming down to the last couple of weeks of this month. It's about two or three more things I want to teach on. I want to talk about discernment next week. And the week after that, talking about evangelism. And I have one more other thing that that's in the realm of being disciplined of. And we're going to bring it in to 2020. I'm believing that I'm going to be more consistent. I'm going to be God is going to use me more mightily for 2020. And that's a word for someone today. You know, God is going to use you more mighty for 2020. You know, God is going to open up doors for you. You know, God's going to give you favor among men. Oh, hallelujah. Even somebody's going to have favor among their jobs today. And so the key is to be consistent and be persistent. Okay, we need to continue to be consistent and persistent in the things of God, and we need to be able to stand firm on being disciplined in the things of God. We're disciplined. We don't have to tell anybody when to eat. I know you know when to eat. You know when to go get food. So we need to, just like we put on our clothes, our shoes daily, we need to put on these things. We need to put on prayer. We need to put on fasting. We need to put on worship. We need to put on solitude. We need to put on these things daily, you know, so you can be equipped, so you can be able to stand when the battle comes, when things come your way. Oh, hallelujah. And so I pray that you enjoy the teaching. I pray that God use me mightily to bless you with the teaching. I'm excited. And I thank God for you, those that have tuned in to listen this word of God. It's God's word. Oh, hallelujah. And so I also want to thank Pastor E. Oh, he's been so patient with me. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank God for him. And God bless you. God bless you. And I will be talking with you guys next week. God bless.
You already know though. Check it out. Hey, they wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you.
I'ma
be loving you.
Now
everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you.
I'ma
be loving you.
I wanna show you that it's certain.
Okay.
With my hands up, I call it worship.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question how I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe us. No, I never ever leave us. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well. When I ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you.
I'ma
be loving you.
I'ma be loving you.
Now,
up in here. Throw your breath up so it's clear. I will be loving you
all my life.
I'll be loving you
all my life.
Never stumble, love of God.
Yeah.
So you wanna ask how long I'll be here?
Yeah.